from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Noach, the blessing of a rainbow? Question mark. There is contradictory evidence in the Talmud as to whether they view the appearance of a rainbow as a good or bad thing. Of course, in the Torah itself, it seems like it's a good thing. There was a flood, destroyed the world. God said, I place the rainbow in the clouds, and it should be a symbol and a sign and a covenant, and the world will not be destroyed again because of a flood. So that seems good. Talmud, in fact, says, Brachot Nun Tet Amud Aleph, 59a, if you see a rainbow, you should make a blessing. And there's a debate as to the exact blessing. Get back to that later. However, there is a Gemara in Chagiga that says if you look at the rainbow, your eyes get weakened. There's also a notion that the rainbow is not necessary in a righteous generation, such as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the great mystic. During his time, he was so good, they didn't need a rainbow because God did not want to destroy the world. In fact, the Avudraham, a commentator on the Siddur, says that when we say Zocher Abrit, one of the phrases in the three-part blessing of the rainbow is that God remembered the covenant. So he asks the question, he says, I remember the covenant. Of course he remembered the covenant. He remembers everything. Yeah, meaning that he felt like destroying the world, but he stopped himself because there is a covenant. So theoretically, he was in the mood to destroy the world. The rainbow was that last measure to make sure it wasn't destroyed. So it's sort of not very good news. From this perspective, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you see a rainbow, that's your problem. Don't go telling your friends about it. It says in Mishle that Motzi Diba Hu Ksil. Anybody who gives bad news is a fool. Why would you want to tell people bad news? It's bad enough that you saw it, that the world should be destroyed, but only if not for the rainbow, it would be. Why should your friend have to see it? So if you see a rainbow, you don't have to run inside to tell your best friend, your family, whoever it is, to go outside and make a blessing. No. It's unfortunate when you see it, it reminds us that God wanted to destroy the world. However, this is not the only view. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor says, it's a beautiful thing. It tells you that God is not going to destroy the world. It's a joyous kind of thing. Some suggest that it's great. You should tell your friend. You know why? If you go tell your friend, he'll come out and he'll say, oh boy, God was going to destroy the world. I better repent. I better do tshuva. I better do better in my life. So sure, you want to tell your friend so he can also think about it, contemplate it, and do better. This idea that you shouldn't look at the rainbow, why is that? Well, in Ezekiel, it says that the image of God is like a rainbow on a beautiful day. So we don't want to look at the image of God. So that seems to indicate that it's very beautiful. But the Rambam doesn't even mention that. You shouldn't look at it. It's sort of a mystical idea. It doesn't mention that type of thing. However, the Shulchan Aruch codifies that. When you see it, you make a blessing. But don't look at it too much. You see, on the one hand, it says if you see it, you should make a blessing. On the other hand, it says you shouldn't look at it. So what's the answer to Rush? Rabbeinu Asher says, if you look carefully, that's a problem. If you just look cursorily, you can make a blessing. Some want to suggest that it's looking at it philosophically. Look at it and you wonder about evil in the world and all kinds of problems. That's what you shouldn't do. As long as you don't do that, you're in good shape. Then there are a number of halachic questions which sort of hinge on how we understand this kind of mitzvah. What if you see it twice in a month? You see, we know that if you see the great sea, say the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, you should say Baruch, blessed is God who made the Yam HaGadol, Asher Asah the Yam HaGadol. Here in Memphis, we don't live too close to any big ocean, so if you haven't been to New York, California for 30 days, you could say that blessing. What if you saw a rainbow one day and then you see another rainbow the next day? There's a continuing storm, so you see another rainbow. So you should make another blessing? So if it's a blessing like seeing the great sea, you say, look, I already saw the great sea. It's not such a big deal anymore. So wait till you haven't seen it for 30 days. But here, it's not just that You're not saying a blessing over the amazing rainbow. Oh, God, wow, it's a beautiful rainbow. And that's not what the blessing says. The blessing is about how God remembered the covenant. That you could say every time you see the rainbow. Then there's another question. What happens if you saw a rainbow, but you didn't see the whole thing? So the Bir Halacha says, well, I don't know. If you didn't see a full bow, you just saw a little bit of the spectrum. So then what do? So this depends on the significance of the bow. Ramban suggests the idea of a bow is as follows. As humans, we might think, and Job suggested something to this effect, and I think the Greek mythology suggests something to this effect, that sometimes the God, so to speak, or that God himself, is shooting at you, you know? In fact, Jeremiah says, you've placed me at like a target for an arrow. And you're targeting me. It's like I have a big target on my face. But when you look at the rainbow, it's true it's shaped like a bow of an arrow, of a bow and arrow. But the bow is facing outward. Now, of course, we're not shooting any arrows, but the point is that God, in creating the rainbow, says, I'm coming in peace. I'm not facing the bow toward you. I'm facing the bow away from you. As if I come in peace, I'm not going to destroy the world. This is a very important point about God. God's not here to knock us down and to hurt us. So the bow is very important, according to Ramban. So someone suggests, if you don't see a bow, you just see, let's say, a little bar. That's not what you're supposed to make a blessing over. There's also a suggestion based on Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz that maybe we don't know when to make a blessing or not. He said, he dealt with the famous question, which, as we'll see, the Abarbanel deals with this question, Ramban. There was always a rainbow. I mean, take light, you refract it through the water, and you get a rainbow. Right now, I'm looking at the lights of the producer, and I can see a rainbow too. Should I make a blessing over that? What was new when the flood was over? There was a rainbow. So what was new? There was always a rainbow. Refraction is always a scientific possibility. So he says there was a miraculous rainbow, and there was a natural rainbow, and we don't know the difference. So maybe you can't make a blessing unless you know the difference. Most people reject this idea, so you can make a blessing over any rainbow. In fact, Rabbi Arnell has a different theory. He says it must be that until then they didn't have rainbows. Why? Very often there's a storm and it stops and there's no rainbow. When is there a rainbow? Only when there's a little mist and then the sun starts coming through. It's just like a sun shower. Then you get the rain with a little bit of sun, and then you get the sun, and then you get the rainbow. So that doesn't always happen. Maybe in those days they always had thick clouds, or there was always a clear sky. So maybe that was the difference, and that's what changed in Parshat Noach. What is the symbol of the colors? Why are they so beautiful colors? It's so striking. Why these colors? So of course it's natural, but they also commentaries in Rabbi Bachi, I think it was, sees that red represents the judgment that God was thinking of bringing to the world, and blue represents more kindness that God has brought to the world. So it's a full range of God's feelings about, so to speak, about the world. So what about the debate in the Talmud? Why did the Talmud have a debate that should you say just Zocher HaBrit, that God remembers the covenant, or that Ne'eman Bevito Mekayem Bamaro, that God is faithful in his covenant, and he fulfills his word that he said he wouldn't destroy the world? So one rabbi says you just say, remember the covenant. The other rabbi says he's faithful in his covenant and fulfills his word. What's the debate here? So maybe you could suggest that Tom was debating whether it's Zocher HaBrit. He said, oh, you know, he just barely fulfilled the covenant, but he really didn't want to. He wanted to destroy the world. And that's where it's bad news. The other rabbis say, no, he's Ne'eman Bevito. This is wonderful. He's Ne'eman. He's faithful. He's Kayamaro. He keeps his word. It's wonderful. The rainbow is a symbol of this great stuff. So maybe they're arguing about that. In any event, Rav Papa, who is the great arbiter of different debates, he says, Nemrinu Tavayu, let's say them all. So we have a three-part blessing. And in order to say this blessing, you really have to memorize it, because if you see a rainbow in the middle of the street, you're going to start looking on your phone to find the blessing. You have to go home to find a bencher, find a sitter, the miscellaneous blessings. You got to know it by heart. Zocher abrit, ne'eman brito, v'kayam b'ma amaro. You can look it up in your sitter under miscellaneous blessings, in your bencher as well. So, this blessing is not like a blessing over seeing a strange person or seeing a beautiful person or seeing the great ocean for the first time in a long time. No, this is specifically about God remembering the covenant. It's a very special kind of a blessing. Some suggested that it was negative, but we mentioned that Panine Halacha takes the position that no, it's not negative. You could tell your friends about the rainbow because it's good news. It means God is not going to destroy the world. Thank you for joining us here today as far as the Talmud Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.